The sky is falling. That isn't Santa in the sky with his eight reindeer. No, you can track it all you want, NORAD, but we know that we're being lied to. Fireballs, power outages, earthquakes, craziness. What about ISON? Did it live or did it die? Oh my gosh, NASA can't make up their minds. Either way, are we doomed or are we still going to make it through till Christmas? Well, shoppers, you know, you can shop as usual and avoid panic buying because so far so good. But, you know, it makes you wonder, doesn't it, whether or not we can trust NASA or whether or not, you know, think about this. When Chelyabinsk happened back in, what was it, February, scientists didn't see it coming. They had no idea. And believe it or not, you know where they got their information about it hitting Russia? Twitter. Yes, a little scientific piece of equipment known as a Twitter account detected it and reported it. So this is where we are now. It's either Twitter or Facebook or perhaps a big oops. And I don't know if we have time to even type oops into a Twitter account when things explode. And this is why I'm wondering if NASA thinks we're that stupid. I don't know. Maybe you think, or maybe you trust it, but I'm not so sure anymore. I'm getting a little worried about what may be going on out there. Michael in Connecticut, you're on Ground Zero.
Hi, Clyde. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm a little skeptical about what's going on in space right now after what happened over the weekend with ISON.
Yeah, it's been actually the last week. It's been a huge escalation in meteorite sightings all over the globe. So
yeah,
but I want to answer your question about NASA. Two. Give you some information on ISON, what's really going on with it, and also, if you allow it, just give you a YouTube channel at the end so people can go do their own homework, because that's a very important thing. Don't take people's word for anything.
Okay.
You got to do your own homework. So, I would say that, yeah, they're limited in the information that they're giving us because, one, they don't want to be responsible for panicking people or look like idiots if what they tell people isn't true. So. I think they definitely know a lot more than they're telling, but common sense would tell you that would be normal, especially when you're dealing with a government. So knowing that NASA is a government agency. As far as ISON goes, there was a lot of speculation on the day of Thanksgiving when it went perihelion. It basically it went around the sun, depending on what satellite, LASCO satellite you were looking at. One view looked like, you know, it had gone into the sun and died, and the other one showed clearly that it had gone around the sun. So basically it did make it around the sun, but there was some breaking up of it, so there's now multiple pieces. There still is a large piece, but there's multiple small pieces. And so basically it's headed back towards Earth, which is going to go supposedly about at its closest point on the 28th of this month. It'll be about 40 million to 42 million miles above our planet.
What are the chances, Michael? I mean, you're an amateur astronomer. What are we looking at as far as a sweeper effect? A lot of people are saying, you know, when it reached the Roche point and it did either disintegrate or pieces of it are being seen. I don't know what we're going to be seeing if we see anything coming up in the next few weeks. Are we going to be seeing debris being swept towards us? And will we have a spectacular light show when we pass through the tail in January?
Well, I think basically what I understand, this resource I'll give you, you can watch for yourself, but I think probably within the next 10, 12 days or something, we'll start to see it in the sky. Obviously, there's a lot of pieces. I don't have the instrumentation to track every piece, and I'm sure that's what NASA is doing right now. They're probably going to lock on every one of those pieces and find a trajectory and see where it's going.
Right.
And even if they do know where it's going, they're probably not going to tell anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So basically, breaking apart is very dangerous because now we don't have just a comet coming our way. We have a comet with a bunch of debris. And from what I understand, the black and white radio telescope imagery that I had seen earlier in the year showed that it had a field of debris behind it. It was dragging from the beginning. So now it's broken up. There's more stuff. And like you said earlier, come January, like between the 13th and the 16th, we are going to be, you know, passing through that first debris field where it went through, but I think that's going to be small stuff, and that's not our problem.
Well, but apparently, and apart from all of the amateur astronomy and all the other, you know, and I trust amateur astronomers more than I trust NASA, to be honest. So, Michael, I'm leaning on you here a little bit. But one of the things I've been, you know, actually talking about, and I talked about this a few days ago, And I'm not, now I have to put this into perspective. I'm not saying that the world is going to end. I'm not saying this, but there were a number of people who have now come forward stating that the whole December 21st, 2012 thing was highly, capitalized upon by New Agers, and that's why people were fearing the end of the world. However, mathematically speaking and using mathematical science, a number of, writers and others have calculated that December 13th through the 16th is a three-day window, and during that time, we are going to be seeing some remarkable events happening in space. And that is exactly what the Mayans had talked about. They talked about things like serpent ropes, which are interpreted to be CMEs or comet tails or whatever is out there. We had David Talbot on the program to talk about those very things as well, that the ancient skies, they would describe these things as dragons, bearded stars, and other things. And when we took a look, and there was that asteroid that had six tails that was seen by Hubble. And so here we are now awaiting the word as to whether or not ISON has broken up or whether it's died or is living. And as you say, if it has disintegrated or is broken up, then we are going to be seeing a far more treacherous debris field on the way that may or may not hit us. So once again, we're back to Schrodinger's assessment in quantum theory that either we're alive or dead, depending on who you talk to.
Yeah, well, one of the things, too, is that if it disintegrated into dust, that would have been a good thing, but it broke up into large pieces. But one of the other things I could tell you is that the tail itself, because it's broken up and these pieces are spread out, the tail is spreading. So from what I understand, the information that I've been given is that the tail is now about 50 million miles wide. Now, this thing is supposed to be 40 million miles above our planet when it passes over us. From what they said, as it exits around the sun, this individual that I listened to, who's very intelligent, he doesn't throw all this religious fanatic stuff into it, and I'm not saying that religious people are bad, but you got to stick to the facts and science when you're doing this. And they're saying, this guy's estimating that the tail on this thing could spread out as far as 150 million miles. So if this thing is coming, it was originally 3 miles wide. Now it's broken up into multiple pieces. The tail is going to spread out, tens, if not 100 millions of miles, and it's going to pass over our planet. Common sense would tell you that something's going to hit us.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't have to be a big piece. It could just be a beautiful light show.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want to panic people because I don't really have that information.
Well, that's the thing that I've been worried about is that I'm thinking that NASA is playing as stupid and they're covering things up. They're lying because they don't want people to panic. However, common sense tells you that there are a number of things out there the size of softballs that could easily burn up in the sky. And we'd look up and we'd see these things coming down at us. We're thinking, are they going to hit? Are they going to hit? And so it'd be a white knuckle affair for us, either in the window that's specified by these calculators anywhere between December 13th to the 16th, or we roll it all the way out to January, where we most certainly will be passing through the tail of this comet, and there will be most certainly debris and things inside of it that will burn up in the atmosphere, and we will see it, and it will be remarkably shocking. We'll think the stars are falling out of the sky.
Right. Well, one of the things, too, is that, something the size of a car could take out a city. What I mean? Could be if I could, I'd like to give your listeners a YouTube channel to listen to, go look for themselves.
Okay, sure, go ahead.
Their own business.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
The gentleman, go to his channel. His name is BP Earthwatch, and he's a very smart guy. And if you watch his videos, you'll understand that. And he uses all viable information and resources. And he doesn't make stuff up and speculate.
Okay.
And if you're really interested in watching the videos, you can go back. And every day he's making videos. And I think he did so many recently that his voice became like harsh. And his last video,
believe me, I avoided it like the plague. But then again, I was itching to find out. And then when I saw, it depends on, like you say, who you watch and what you do. And I saw this light emerge from the sun, and I thought ISON survived. It seemed to be like it was almost like it was reported dead, then 3 days later it resurrected and came back at us, and then all of a sudden I'm getting reports again that it is now broken up and that pieces of it are everywhere and that now we need to be concerned about trajectory. And no one's going to talk trajectory, no one's going to be talking about this until we see some things exploding in the sky, I think.
Yeah, another 10 days or so, you'll start to see it. And you know, you're going to see it. It's coming up. The solar winds are hitting it. And also the composite of it, it was instead of like your normal white and blue light, it was putting off a green light because it was emitting cyanide.
Okay.
You know, which comes from ammonia and other stuff. So,
just remarkable.
So guys, be vigilant and don't panic and be prepared. Everyone, like you say, be prepared.
Right, you know, right.
Have stuff around to make sure that you're going to be okay. Because you know, it just might be you might lose power for a week if something hit nearby or
yeah.
It might be nothing at all.
I mean, look at Venezuela tonight. I mean, they had the fireballs in the sky. They said they were the draconids, but I have a feeling they have nothing to do with the draconids. I think draconids ended a few weeks ago. But then again, they were getting reports of fireballs exploding. It was just happening all the time. Now they're out of power. I don't know if it's attributed to anything outer space, but it all stands to reason if you're willing to believe that these near-Earth objects affect the magnetic field of the planet or the magnetic field of the surrounding area, and we may see some power failures or something that could trigger a power failure in our area. So, Michael, thank you for the information. I appreciate it.
All right. You have a good night.
You too. Take care. 888-673-3700. That's 888-673-3700. You're Michael, an amateur astronomer on this program, reporting that ISON, while it's still out there, there are pieces of it that have broken off now. Now we have to try and assess trajectory, whether or not we would come in contact as we pass through the comet's tail coming up in the next few weeks. However, it will be visible in the sky at night, at least parts of it will be, and it will be giving off a little bit of light. It won't be the spectacular light show that they planned, but we most certainly have to be vigilant. And I ask you, do you think NASA would tell us the truth, even if it was a dangerous thing? I doubt it very much, and so we have to pretty much look up and figure it out on our own. What do you think? 888-